Thursday mornings, we check in with arts reporter Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am so happy about this weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gorgeous, and yet I'm still going to ask you to go indoors this weekend.
Well,
but you're asking people to get out of the house.
Yes.
Which is easier this time of year.
And maybe you can walk to this event so you can enjoy the beautiful weather, or take, you know, public transit so you can be outside more because, man, it is beautiful out. We have several events this weekend that I think, you know, are worth talking about. First off, at the Walker Art Center. You know, they're celebrating their 75th anniversary, and they have this show up called 75 Gifts for 75 Years Art at the Center, recent acquisitions. They've, you know, added, they're sort of celebrating by buying art. Hey, it's a party. I'm going to buy myself something cool. So what they're doing tonight is they have four of the Twin Cities artists who are in this show will be talking about their artwork. So, you know, the Walker is a big deal. They like to buy art, you know, and they have major collections and exhibitions from artists around the world. But it's nice to also recognize that they pull some of their art from here in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely.
And local artists. So you can hear Ruben News, Chris Larson, and Harriet Bart, Scott Niederlow talk about their own artwork in the show and their artistic process tonight at the Walker Art Center while you check out all the new acquisitions at the Walker.
So, nice. What time is that happening?
That, you know, it's kind of rotating. If you like, you want to see Ruben News, he's at 6:30 in one gallery. If you want to see Harriet, she's at 8 o'clock in a different gallery. So it's like each
half
hour.
Check out the schedule online.
Yeah, but for each half hour, it's starting at 6:30.
Okay, cool.
6:30.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, for your kids, some pretty heady conversation here. Stepping Stone Theater has a show up right now called Shooting Kabul, which is based on the children's book, which is about a young Afghan refugee who is struggling to make a new home in America, gets separated from his family, and then a camera ends up somehow bringing him his family back together. So his, you know, his love of photography. So after the 3 o'clock performance on Saturday, there's going to be a panel discussion featuring playwright Kim Hines, who turned it into a play, the book author Naheed Hasnat, and Congressman Keith Ellison will be leading a post-show discussion about this play.
Well, that's quite some star power.
Yeah. So, you know, you bring your 12-year-olds and such to see this play, and then you have a really cool conversation afterwards talking about the whole process. So what a great opportunity for parents and kids alike.
Oh, absolutely.
That's at Stepping Stone Theater in St. Paul.
Okay.
Then, well, there's no post-show discussion that I know of for this show, but I think this is a show
you can make your own, perhaps.
Singing out. Yes.
Way home.
I'm going to have my own post-show discussion. But this is as Theater Latte Da, which specializes in musical theater, is presenting Into the Woods. And I am more excited about Greta Oglesby, local star performer, in the role of the witch than most people are excited about Meryl Streep being in the movie version. I just think, what a fabulous role for her, and what a fabulous person for the role.
Boy,
so
that's quite an endorsement.
Well, you know, I've seen her work in the Twin Cities, and she's just amazing. She's an amazing vocalist. She's an amazing performer. And I just think she's going to bring a lot to it. So, and the reviews have been good so far. So, yeah, I think so much fun. Into the Woods is just a fun production. You know, it takes all these different fairy tales and mashes them up together and talks about sort of the real life, what happens after the happy ending.
Yeah.
And so it's a great production to begin with. And then to see star local talent in this production, we have great triple threats. You know, they can sing, they can dance, they can act. They are in the Twin Cities. We got them. And some of the finest talent's going to be on stage in this production, is on stage in this production. So I recommend you check out Theater Latte Da's Into the Woods.
And so, seriously, you could enjoy sitting out on a patio and having a latte of your own after that and have your own conversation about it if you wanted to.
Yes.
Because of this beautiful weather, you could conceivably do that.
Well, there's a lot of family options.
There are, aren't
there?
Oh, absolutely. It's all about just enjoying life, because when it's spring, suddenly that's what you want to do. You're like, oh my gosh, we made it. We made it through.
We all go a bit cuckoo in this time of the year because it's so beautiful.
Tell me about it.
These are great suggestions, as always, Marianne. Head on over to thecurrent.org. Check out the three features that Marianne talked about. We've got links for information about all of them as well. Thank you, as always, Marianne.
My pleasure.
Happy spring.
Happy spring.
Yes. Marianne Combs, who joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup here on The Current.